224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden was not found to have retained classified documents willingly, but in his report, Special Counsel Robert Hur claimed Biden was an elderly man with a poor memory. In a televised statement, the president responded Thursday.
My memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen?
Biden also criticizing Israel's actions in Gaza, saying the response to the Hamas invasion has been, quote, over the top. Right now in East Tennessee, a manhunt for a suspect who killed a deputy and injured another during a Thursday traffic stop. Former President Trump, the projected winner of the Nevada caucuses on Thursday. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was not on the caucus ballot. During a Thursday hearing, the Supreme Court appeared highly skeptical of Colorado's ruling to disqualify former President Trump from the ballot based on a section of the 14th Amendment that prevents insurrectionists from holding office. This is ABC News. Two more women are now accusing ex-Marvel actor Jonathan Majors of abuse. That, according to the New York Times, he's already been found guilty of assaulting an ex-girlfriend. With the Super Bowl just days away in Las Vegas, ABC's Alex Stone is there and says,
okay, don't roll your eyes, but yes, part of this Super Bowl will be about Taylor Swift. She is part of the Chiefs' story this year. Head coach Andy Reid credits her with bringing fans to the game, and her boyfriend Travis Kelce says he's focused on playing right now. She's focused on her concert. He didn't know if it was in Singapore or Japan. It's Japan.
She's just working on entertaining them, making sure she's ready for her performances and everything.
The math has been done, and she should have no problem getting back in time. Alex Stone, ABC News, Las Vegas.
The FCC now outlawing the use of AI-generated voices and robocalls. The ruling takes effect immediately. And the erupting volcano in southwestern Iceland appears to be slowing down. It's the third eruption since December. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An attorney with energy company Enbridge tried to vacate an order that would shut down part of the Line 5 pipeline that goes through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas Reservation. Enbridge's attorney argued before a federal appellate court Thursday. They say that a treaty between the United States and Canada bars any authority from impeding the flow of oil between the countries. A federal judge last year ordered the pipeline to be moved off the reservation within 3 years. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his ninth day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least three inmates who died at Waupun that year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 129-105. Milwaukee's lost five of their last six games. Doc Rivers blaming it on the team's travel schedule.
You know, you come back from the trip we just came back from, you know, sleep patterns. And then I've never seen the, you know, just the flights that they had us time change coming back, back-to-backs. insane. Having said that, no one feels sorry for you.
NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame announcing its new class of inductees, including two former Packers, Julius Peppers, and offensive lineman Steve McMichael. The Bears' Devin Hester also voted in. The Chiefs and former Packers' Marquez Valdez-Scantling says playing with Aaron Rodgers was a difference maker in his career.
Aaron is one of my closest friends, probably one of the best teammates I've ever played with in my entire life. I'm forever indebted to him. You know, him giving me this opportunity throughout my 4 years in Green Bay. He's a great teammate, great friend, great leader. Love the guy to death.
That's the Chiefs MVS with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some big changes ahead. It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny today and a little cooler than yesterday with a high of 48. The colder air is going to move in tonight. Partly cloudy, 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of only 36 on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It is time to wake up now.
Wake up! Don't sleep the alarm for me!
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind.
Go yourself.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
With lots of love and a hearty, how you doing this morning, neighbor? It's the John and Gordy Show, only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
We will. We'll take it away and hold it off someplace else, I guess.
I guess so.
We're out on State Street. And what's the traffic look like out there, Gordy?
Traffic is moving along smoothly right now, John. A couple of cars just made the turn right in front of us, and they kept on going. The light was green. They didn't have to stop. Now the light has turned yellow, and now it's red. Okay. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. It's a beautiful day. 37 degrees. Well, it's very mild out there. 43 for a high today, and looking clear to partly cloudy. No tornadoes in the forecast for today.
No, it's already dried out, so it's not as quite as wet as it was yesterday.
We had some tornado activity, tornadic activity, if you're a meteorologist, you would say that. We're going to be talking to Brittany Merlot in our 7 o'clock.
It's one of those times where you got to drag in the meteorologist to kind of give us an update. The first time we've ever had a tornado in February.
In Wisconsin.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What's up with that? Well, Brittany will explain all of that in meteorological terms.
You know what I found very funny about that? Hearing the coverage on this, the first time in Wisconsin in February.
Right. Yeah.
And then the weather people, of course, are always obligated to say something. If there's ever a tornado, go to the lowest place in your home.
Right.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute here.
Your room. Yeah.
Just wait a minute here.
What?
We are in Wisconsin.
Yes.
We have basements. Not the lowest part of your house. This is, we don't have slabs. There aren't a lot of slabs in this town, you know? This is such a generic warning or piece of advice. Come on, we're in Wisconsin. We've got basements. Well, go to the basement.
Okay, most people have basements. Trailer home folks do not have basements. What are they supposed to do? You know, there's basement there.
They cooked themselves. I mean, that is it. They gave up their lives long ago. You know, you don't want to be in a trailer park.
No, but some of those trailer parks have mobile home parks. They have a central building sometimes that you can go to. I think so. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, everybody came out okay with the tornadoes hitting in Argyle and Evansville. There was some damage, pretty good damage, but thankfully no injuries and no fatalities.
Right.
So that's the good news.
Well, we know how to act around here. We have basements.
That's it.
We can take refuge in a basement, and that's what it's all about. That's why we're so good here in Wisconsin reacting to tornadoes.
You got it. We know what to do.
Get See, the thing is, I don't know why they don't build basements in the south. Oh, well, no, the water table, blah, blah, blah. Just put basements in the homes in the south and then, you know, just end this disaster. The Tornado Alley, why aren't there basements everywhere in Tornado Valley?
Good question. That's a great question. I think a lot of those houses were built back in the olden days where they didn't think about basements. They didn't have a, you know, they had a root cellar out in the back 40, you know, under next to the outhouse.
Talk about a big opening for somebody who wants to build basements, right? Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
Why don't you corner the market on this, John?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Maybe
you should go into business.
Basements for everybody. Yeah,
I'll be the Eric Hovde of basements in the South.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the thing is,
what a goal.
Eric Hovde is going to be the competitor, of course, running up against Tammy Baldwin, right?
Mm.
But he's the guy who owns the building for the Silver Dollar, closed it down, shut it down, tearing down that part of the building. Mm-hmm. So, nice guy, really taking down a Madison legend.
Yeah,
in
institution,
this town.
So, the oldest bar in town.
So, thank you, Eric. You've made a lot of points in this town. Of course, you probably never would have made any points anyway.
Okay. It's February 9th, John. Would you like to know what kind of national day things we have on the calendar today?
Let's talk about basements.
Do you have a basement in your house? Is it damp? Do you, that's right. You got two kids living in your basement.
That's right.
The boys are still there. Are they up at this hour?
I have a fantastic basement. Let me just tell you. Okay.
Please.
I have a fantastic basement.
We got nothing else to do. Sure. Let's hear about your basement.
No, come on, really.
Okay.
We have a cement floor on the main level of our house. Cement. Yeah, it was poured cement. The whole thing, the whole basement is encased cement. You can't break into that. It is like a bomb shelter.
Okay.
That's exactly what it's like. Oh, there you go. I'm safe. All right.
Anything else in the basement?
Let's go to the calendar.
Is it a finished basement?
Let's go to the calendar.
Okay.
It's partial.
All right.
Partial finish.
All right. Which one of these national days is it not? Okay. One of these is false. One of these is fake. Okay. Do we have the... there we go. Thank you, Sam. Right on cue. Is it National Cut the Cord Day? Is it National Pizza Day? Is it National Bagel and Lox Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is it National Toothache Day?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it National Neon Sign Day? One of those is not a real day. Which one?
It's National Neon Sign Day.
You are correct, sir. That's not a day. Why would that be a day? That's stupid. Of course, some of these other ones are also stupid.
Wait a minute.
Actual days. What?
How would you be able to tell whether National Neon Sign Day is stupid? Sounds like a good day to me.
Well,
it just doesn't sound right, but none of them sound right.
Why would anybody celebrate neon signs? I mean, come on.
But they're cool signs.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree. They are.
All right. Well, I do. Yeah, we got a neon sign right in our window here.
My son took a college class and did neon. Yeah. And neon sculptures. They did a whole bunch of stuff in neon. So it's a really cool artistic form.
Well, real neon signs are very, very cool. This is the one that we have in the window here is a digital neon look.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell the difference because it's not shaking or flaking off or flashing.
Or buzzing, right?
Right.
We'd have a constant buzz in the studio. That would help.
Yeah. It's National Cut the Cord Day. What's that all about? Let's find out, okay?
Remember when that was a big deal?
What? Cutting the cord?
Cutting the cord,
The cable?
Yeah.
Break free from expensive cable bills on February 9th. The National Cut the Cord Day, the streaming movement, has rapidly grown over the past 5 years and doesn't show any signs of... Okay, tell us something we don't know. Okay, it's National Cut the Cord Day, so streaming is the way to go. Does anybody still have cable? I think there's still plenty of people that use cable.
Streaming is becoming cable at this
going
point.
Yeah, it's really kind of
like
merged
where you need
into
to buy a ton of different streaming services just to get the shows that you want.
Right. Yeah.
At one time, a long time back when we had cable television, everybody wanted an a la carte system of cable so they could order whatever they wanted to instead of paying for all the channels they never watch.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to your nightmare, folks.
Yes. That's come true.
This is not good.
It's called streaming. It's National Pizza Day. Who doesn't love pizza? Everybody loves, whether it's thin crust, Chicago style, deep dish, or anything in between, pizza is an American favorite. Sam, what's your favorite kind of pizza?
Probably just regular pepperoni. Yeah.
Okay, but what kind of crust?
Uncured pepperoni, right? Yeah. Uncured.
You don't want the nitrates.
You know,
I guess, sure.
Stay away from the nitrates.
If I can make pizza healthy, I'm all for it.
Yep, they even sell the uncured pepperoni in the stores, so you have to look hard for that.
Do you like the thin crust or Chicago style? Thin deep crust? Dish? What do you got?
I think I've only had deep dish like once or twice in my life.
Oh,
but,
man.
It's not good.
I like all kinds of pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, the thing I wish about pizza, especially the kind in a frozen or the fresh pizzas you can buy at the store now, I wish they'd cut down on the salt. We don't need that kind of salt. That is just a tremendous amount. If you look at it, it's like a third of the pizza has 18,000 megagrams of salt. It's just ridiculous. You don't need that much salt.
Right.
We should just cut down on it. Just make the damn pizza and let us eat it.
Okay.
We'll add the salt if we want to.
That's right. Lately, I've been liking spinach on my pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
It's excellent. Yeah. It's Bagel and Lox Day. How about that? Bagels are one of the few breads that are boiled and then baked. Boy, is that true? I didn't know that. They create a soft inside while keeping the crisp outside. And bagels originated in Poland in the early 17th century. Now, what about the lox? National Bagel Lox?
I don't know. The bagels are just all bread.
Yeah.
They're just too much.
Lox is fish, right?
Yeah.
Lox is fish, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What was the other one here? Hang on a second. I can't get this computer.
It's Toothache Day.
Oh, that's right.
That one.
Yeah. What is Toothache Day all about? Well, we should check with our rock and roll dentist, Chris Kammer, sometime.
I think I saw a video on Twitter. Yeah. I believe he did a video where he was dancing with a toothbrush in front of a bunch of children sitting on the floor in a classroom.
Well, that's Chris.
Yeah, you know, that is Chris.
He wants to be educational and entertaining, and he sure is.
You said this pizza day thing. What is the Spider-Man 2 pizza theme?
You were playing that?
That's my notes. It's a bit of a meme song from the video game Spider-Man 2. There's a theme when you go into this pizzeria.
Yeah.
It's what I was playing.
Oh, okay. That's I love that.
back to National Toothache
Day. It's so in the weeds. You just got to love that.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
National Toothache Day, be proactive. This is how to observe National Toothache Day. Brush your teeth every day. Do some flossing. Eat lots of fresh, crunchy vegetables. Schedule a dentist appointment today.
Yes.
Why not? And discover home remedies you can use until you see the dentist. You could go online and figure that out for yourself.
Do you think
so? All right. It's also Winter Bike Day, John.
No.
I'm not kidding you.
Winter Bike Day
here in the city of Madison. This is the day you can ride your bike to work, and our own producer, Sam Davison, actually rode his bike in this morning. Is that correct, Sam?
That's right. I don't live too far away, though, like 3 or 4 miles.
Okay. Well, thank you for participating in National Bike Day on behalf of the John Gordy Show. We had a little too far to drive this morning, so we were not doing our bicycles.
I took my bike in once to work, and it was in Fitchburg when I was working out at that station. And it was the worst thing I ever had done. By the time I got to the station, I was sweating like crazy. You know, I just could.
Yeah.
I'm never doing this
again. You got to plan it out.
You really have to.
60 years ago today, the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan. We've got more on that coming up.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. You're invited to enjoy live music from David Mazzy Saturday night, February 10th from 7 to 10. And Ooga Brewing presents Fly Time with the Aldo Leopold chapter of Trout Unlimited Thursday night, February 22nd at 6:30. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
The Beatles on Ed Sullivan on February 9th, 1964. John, where were
that
you?
That is fantastic. I was in front of my TV set watching.
Like everybody, yeah. 73 million people watched that show.
I remember that. I had goosebumps while
everybody
I was watching it.
It was crazy. Of course, they'd been all over the radio on all your popular top 40 radio stations for about 3 or 4 months.
They were a massive hit before they got here.
Yeah. And 3,000 kids showed up at JFK a few days before this appearance on Ed Sullivan. Everybody was watching. And the next day, guitars were being sold at all the music stores all across America, getting sold out. Yeah.
One thing I didn't understand as a kid watching this thing, early teens, what possessed these girls to scream like that? My first exposure to fandom, and I did not understand that at all. This was a mystery to me, the way they reacted, and didn't even listen to the group. I was stunned by that.
Well, some of it was fueled by the hype of the DJs, you know, and playing the music all that time before the Beatles arrived. And then all we saw, we had little films of them playing at the Cavern Club that would show up on the news, and everything ramped up then when Capitol Records started putting out the songs that had already been popular in England. And then everybody was just on their edge of their chairs when they hit the Ed Sullivan show. But the screaming, you're right. A lot of these teenage girls were 10, 11, 12, 14 years old. I mean,
it was like they were possessed by the devil. We were warned that rock and roll was the devil's music.
Well, they immediately started comparing the Beatles to Elvis's appearance. The girls went crazy for Elvis. And, of course, remember, the TV camera never looked down at anywhere below the waist with Elvis because he was gyrating. And that was considered evil. Evil rock and roll, gyrating music. And the girls just went nuts for Elvis.
How did that turn out? Then, of course, he gyrated in his movies.
Yeah.
And that was just fine.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to salute the Beatles off and on today.
That's great stuff, though.
Beatle music. Yeah. I'm still a big Beatle fan all these years later.
I'm still a huge Beatle fan of the early music, the stuff that, first time I heard it, you just knew it was great music. It was just really catchy.
Yeah, and danceable. And, they had the look that nobody had ever seen, haircuts like that.
Exactly.
Beatle boots, all that stuff.
Somewhere along the way, I think a lot of the earlier musicians, the guys, they sat there and they saw these girls going crazy and they thought, maybe being in a band would be a pretty good idea.
Absolutely. It became a big deal.
I mean, every time you hear an interview by one of these people from way back when and when they were in the garage bands and before their big group, and they always talk about meeting girls. And it was their big deal. It was the first thing they think, I get to meet girls.
That's it.
And I think the Beatle thing really exemplified that attitude.
Yeah, I was going to say, John, are you speaking from experience? Is that why you picked up music?
That's actually, why. Yeah, no, hey, I, you know, I'll cop to that. I got a guitar right away. Yeah, my mother had a ukulele. I was playing that, but I said, I got to get a real guitar, you know.
Yeah.
I got to get the real deal. But, yeah, I'm sure that was a big thing. But remember, everybody thought they were a fad. Nobody thought they would last more than a few months.
That's true.
Something else will come along. You know, it was like the hula hoop era. The hula hoops were a fad.
They even just thought that.
All these, yeah, even they thought that. They thought, well, this can't
this
last.
Is gonna, yeah, it's going to last it maybe a year.
Yeah, maybe. But then Hard Day's Night movie came out shortly after their appearance on Ed Sullivan. You know, that just boosted things.
Well,
and
then all the other groups came out. The Animals, Dave Clark 5.
The Stones. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, all the British Invasion. Freddie and the Dreamers. You mentioned Dave Clark 5. They were an excellent band.
Right.
But they got pushed by the pushed to the side pretty quickly. But then the American wave came back with Paul Revere and the Raiders and, you know, some of these other bands that started adopting the Beatle haircuts and the different kind of costumes and stuff.
Yeah, the costumes. Yeah, that was the inspiration right there.
Yeah. Anyway, going way back in time. Yeah.
But I don't know. The haircuts, that really kind
of a big deal.
That liberated a whole lot of people.
Made a lot of dads mad.
Yeah, that made everybody. The 60s, turbulence in the 60s, the protests, the women's movement, the sexual movement, everything took place at that time. Marijuana became very popular. Reefer Madness spurred that on as well.
Well, and then but the protests against
the protests Vietnam, against the war.
Yeah. It all wrapped up
and it all worked
the
60s. Together. You know, the hairstyle, the rock and roll music, the devil's dance, all of that stuff kind of, you know, just matured and became a movement. And one of the greatest times in rock and roll, of course, is the 50s and 60s.
It was definitely a generational movement and things
still
changed.
Here. It's still here.
Yeah. Still here.
Okay. And Rocker's going to come in later on to remind us how that rock and roll just continues
keeps going.
To drive our youth today.
Yeah. Well, rock and roll had pretty much died when the Beatles showed up, you know, reminded us.
Yes, it was starting
to. It had turned into this pop music, this very,
sappy.
Sappy, yeah. That's a good word for it. And
Pat Boone.
The Beatles re-energized and reminded us that rock and roll was kind of a cool thing. Yeah, when you turned up the amps a little bit and played some good rock. And of course, Ringo Starr revolutionized the way drummers played because he played with a match grip, and nobody had ever seen that before in America. All the drummers usually played jazz grip.
Yeah,
and he was a force. I mean, he played those drums really loud, much louder than anybody had ever heard before, and that was part of the whole deal.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, we've celebrated the Beatles.
It's Super Bowl weekend. That's another thing to celebrate. Super Bowl number 58. Boy, oh boy, it's here. Will Taylor Swift make an appearance? Where is she going to sit?
Tay and Trey.
That's what it's all about this weekend.
Yes.
Of course, all the commercials. Who cares?
Well, you know, it's weird because I'm not tired of this controversy.
What? Which controversy?
Tay and Trey. I'm not tired of it.
It's not even a controversy to you. It's just like entertainment now.
It is total entertainment to you. I don't know why this has worked its way into my psyche, but I'm enjoying every moment of this, and maybe it's, you know, just that it triggers the megas. I don't know if that's it or not.
I think that's a part of it,
But they're handling it so well, right? Mm-hmm. Travis is just one of the nicest guys around.
Funny.
Great sense of humor.
Excellent. Yeah. And Taylor Swift, you know, what can you say bad about her? I mean, she's really like the Beatles.
She's
a
great songwriter, great songs. I don't understand most of the lyrics in the songs, but that's fine. You know, I understand that.
Danceable.
But she's fantastic. This couple is like wonderful. The couple. This is our royal
power.
This
couple.
Is our royal couple right here.
They are royalty. Yes. We've crowned them. Our royalty of America.
There you go.
If only they were in charge in the White House. Okay.
All right.
6:29 News, weather, and sports. Oh, my. What will the Supreme Court do about Colorado?
Oh.
We've got that coming up. Oh, my God. Yeah.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on West University FamilyDentistry.com.
Maybe with the exception of our beef prices, all other commodities marketing in the red. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's causing more and more farmers to look farther and farther out on the calendar for market opportunity, and that includes our Wisconsin dairy producers. Andy Fallman's a dairy broker with EverAg, and he says one area that you might want to keep an eye on is dry whey. Now, we don't think about that much here in Wisconsin when it comes to milk being used for cheese, but he said in reality, the dry whey market going up can pull the Class 3 milk market up as well.
But here recently, since the beginning of the year, I want to say, you know, we've seen whey go from low 40 to 41 cents up to as high as 52 cents. So adding that dime in whey, that added about 60 cents into the Class 3 check, and that's a material amount. I'd say the big driving factors there are some of the higher protein stuff. WP, like some very high, like those, the demand there has been good and continues to grow. So I expect whey to be another driver in the Class 3 price. And I'd be keeping an eye on that market because it's been pretty hot here for a while. And I think it's going to continue to be that way.
Andy Fullman, broker analyst with EverAg, focused in on the dry whey market and its influence on our Class 3 milk prices in Wisconsin. And yesterday in Chicago, dry whey had another big day, picking up 3 cents to close at 52 cents per pound. All the rest of the markets and their overnight trade activity coming your way next.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier. Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video, or call 888-557-1020 today. Barrel cheese dropped 0.75 cents on Thursday to 156¾. 40-pound block cheese was down 1¼ at 160¼. Double A butter down 2½ yesterday, 274½ per pound. This morning, December new crop corn is down 2 cents at 470½. November new crop beans, they're currently trading down 4 at 1168¾, while July new crop wheat is unchanged at 597 a bushel. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We have some big changes ahead. It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny today and a little cooler than yesterday with a high of 48. The colder air is going to move in tonight. Partly cloudy, 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of only 36. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The
Show. Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and
Mad
on
Radio,
Civic Media
WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Madison, we're on State Street watching the light turn from green to yellow to red.
It's fascinating, isn't it? It's kind of hypnotizing in a way. 37 degrees, highs today in the mid-40s. It's going to be fabulous. Beautiful. No tornadoes. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot in our next hour.
That's right.
About the tornadoes near Evansville and Argyle last night.
And ask her why she allowed such a thing to happen in the middle of February.
Yeah, how could she do this to
these meteorologists, they have control. We know that.
Complete control.
And they always do this just to kind of make their day a little bit more exciting. Yep. I get that.
And really, for ratings, too. I mean, they like to get the ratings.
But a tornado really had to create a tornado in the middle of February. Please.
We didn't need that.
No. Well, let's talk about the Supreme Court briefly, only briefly.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think we've had
our
fill of that topic yesterday. If you watch television, if you watched the proceedings of our great Supreme Court and all the justices on it, I have lost faith completely in these justices.
Well, all we could hear is the audio. There was no video because they don't allow that.
They had the pictures.
They had pictures, but yeah.
But the idea is, I mean, these guys, okay, this is my observation about the Supreme Court questions and each one of these Supreme Court justices, including the liberal side of the aisle. This was an example of the law going off the rails. These Supreme Court justices, did they ever want to even just kind of glance at the Constitution, what was written in it at all?
Well, what do you mean?
All they did was create scenarios and what ifs and, well, what if we did this or what if they did that? The one that really stunned me, and I haven't seen any coverage on this, but one of the justices asked the Colorado attorneys, well, there are other states. If we do this, there are other states that are threatening to also take other candidates off. Mm-hmm. What about that? And I'm thinking, wait a minute here. Are we living in a society where if somebody threatens you, then we go along with them because they've threatened us? Mm-hmm. What happened to the actual language in the Constitution? These justices are there to do that. They're looking at the Constitution, seeing if this is constitutional. We're not looking at all the other scenarios and say, well, what will societies do? How will they react to it? If they're threatening us, should we not decide a little bit differently? No! You're looking at the Constitution, the wording of it. Please? The textual justices, where were they? They weren't anywhere to be seen, and we had the liberals falling in line with the conservatives on this, and it just stunned me. I've never seen anything so ridiculous and rank. There isn't any way to explain why they thought of all these other scenarios and ignored the constitutional writing completely.
Well, you're exactly right, and they don't want to put themselves in the position of deciding the presidential election based on this, because it's kind of a vague, you know, the insurrection thing, it's right there in the Constitution.
It is. It's right there.
It's right there. But the problem is nobody can decide. Is it up to the Supreme Court to decide whether this was an insurrection or not? Is it up to them? Who decides? Where's the controlling authority? That's what's not in the Constitution, and I think that's why they're like, hands off this. It's not up to us to decide whether this was an insurrection or not, although obviously it was.
Sometimes we just have to be the grown-up in the building and say, this was an insurrection. Everybody knows it was. We watched it on TV. Yes, this was. I don't care if it lasted 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, okay, 3 hours. Well, that was pretty short. We can't really consider it an insurrection. It was a riot.
Yeah, it was a riot.
It's a riot. Yeah. You know, I've never heard that before until these idiots presented that possibility. And then we had Elena Kagan. She said, why should a single state have the ability to make this determination, not only for their own citizens, but for the rest of the nation? That's not in the Constitution. That's a great question. Yeah. Love the question. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Not in the Constitution. That's not what you're deciding here. You're not, you know, deciding how are people going to react to this.
Right.
You know, if that's a criteria, then maybe we should talk about overturning Roe v. Wade.
Hmm.
What would happen if we overturned it? Would society just convulse? Of course it did.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't care what happened to society or overturning Roe. So why are they even concerned? What is the problem here? I don't get this. Mm-hmm. They're just ignoring the letter of the law in the Constitution, and they're worried about, oh, well, if we do this, somebody else would do that, and we can't determine this. And was it really an insurrection, or was it a riot?
I think it throws back to the whole Gore-Bush thing. When the Supreme Court said, you know, remember all the hanging chads in Florida, the whole voting controversy, or how are we going to count these votes? Do you count the votes with the hanging chads? Remember the guy with the magnifying glass looking at the, I mean, and then the Supreme Court finally had to step in there, and I think they were sorry that they did. You know, I think that it all went to the Supreme Court, and they decided that Bush had won Florida.
Right.
Yeah. That was it.
So we're reacting now to this.
Yeah. Well,
in a way that no one ever thought possible. You know, I watched all the punditry on this, and, you know, a lot of people brought up some very good points. But again, no one talked about reading the Constitution and what it meant, and somebody at least even aiding in insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to know that what we saw and what happened at the Capitol was an insurrection. Come on, folks. They had
a hanging device.
We've got a text in here saying the Confederate flag was in the Capitol on January 6th. That, I think, is evidence enough.
More than evidence. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
People got hurt and people died. You know,
and Justice Kavanaugh, we wanted to know about what about the idea we should think about democracy and letting the people decide? Letting the people decide? Who the hell are you guys? You know, we took this case to the Supreme Court, and now you're telling us, well, let the people decide. You know what? That's how we decided to put in all of these extra Republican justices, right? Letting the people decide.
You know, the Federalist Society decided that.
We can't have Obama nominate somebody. We need the people to decide next year when we have a new president.
From now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, this.
Yeah.
You know, and this was my big takeaway from yesterday, is that our legal system is so dysfunctional. I've never seen anything like this, and we have Trump to thank for that, because he's really testing the legal system in every way possible.
Day. Yes.
And because of that, now we're finding out that, well, you could delay your judgments forever and never have to pay the price. Mm-hmm. And by the time, you know, they get down to the, you know, making the decision, everybody's so tired of it that they let everything go.
Yeah, they walk away.
This is the worst legal system. And now the Supreme Court has just completely collapsed in front of us. There's nothing left.
Well, one of the pundits on MSNBC last night said, you know, if there was ever a time to let the popular vote decide the presidency, this is it. That's how we should change the Constitution. Go to the popular vote. Go to the
right,
the electoral
right.
system is crashing and burning. These issues are just going to continue to come up with every presidential election now. So how about going to the popular vote?
I know. Why not? Why not? Well, let's just do it that way. But you know, putting up this idea that was it an insurrection? Should he be on the ballot?
Right.
Let people decide that. We're in front of the Supreme Court justices. We're letting you decide that.
Right.
Come on, step out. You know, make a hard decision.
Yeah.
My God, they made a hard decision
for
on Roe v. Wade. Well, make this one.
Yeah.
So now we're going to let insurrectionists run for president Get into our government, by the way, and work from the inside out and destroy everything in democracy because we've elected these people or allowed them to run and then get elected into office to destroy the system from within.
Yeah, and pardon all the insurrectionists that are in jail. All 500
exactly,
of them. Let them
that's
out.
That's going to happen, too.
Yeah. 608-879-8255. We'd love to hear what you think on this or anything here on the John and Gordy Show. Lines are open right now. 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us right there.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, I think I got that out of my system.
You feel maybe, better now?
Maybe not. Maybe not. This is just getting crazier and crazier.
Well, no kidding.
And
how long will it take till they come out with a decision on Colorado?
That's going to
sit on this for 2 or 3 weeks. Or a month?
I think they're going to hear another case. What's the other case that they're checking out? And then they're going to make a decision basically in that. And that's going to happen immediately. I think within a week, we'll probably know a decision on both of these things.
The time is slipping away. Yeah.
Well, I think it's gone, man. After listening to the Supreme Court justices yesterday, I have no faith whatsoever in anything they do.
Your head was exploding about every 5 minutes.
Yeah, every 5 minutes. Did anyone else feel that way?
Yeah.
I mean, just let us know. Text us. Tell us what you think. Give us a call.
Yeah.
Was it just me? Maybe I have this high expectation level of our legal system, of the Constitution, of law and order, and I'm just not seeing it anymore.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is disheartening. No kidding.
It is.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Man.
Yeah. I know. It's exhausting here. Just 6:45, and it's 37 degrees. 43 for a high today. Looks nice and clear this morning. Traffic's moving along smoothly. We are going to be talking to Brittany Merlot. These tornadoes, it's such a weird thing. Yeah. First time ever, February in Wisconsin, getting tornadoes around Evansville and Argyle. There was some damage done, but thankfully nobody hurt. And we'll talk to Brittany in our next hour.
Yeah, we've been working up to these tornadoes for a long time by putting in basements.
A basement is a good thing to have, as it turns out. Yeah.
I know. Sam is in there just freaking out.
Why?
I know. I'll let the basement idea go eventually. Go to the lowest place in your home. I'm thinking,
if you don't have a basement.
Folks, this is Wisconsin. We've got basements.
Most
you don't have to say that
here. Some people don't. You know?
Yeah, I know. But if you live in a mobile park, home park, you're obviously going to know that they have a shelter someplace where you can go if there's a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have these things in place around here.
Well, sure.
But at the same time, we've got basements.
It was just a surprise because it's February. That's the deal. You got to warn people like, hey, it doesn't usually happen in the middle of February.
Yeah, that was great. The way I was watching 15 and they were covering this and they were taking live video that people were making from their homes and from their cars. It was fascinating, the immediacy that you can have with cell phones now.
Yeah, and all the technology. Yeah, I was watching Brian Dukes as well on 15, and he had a giant tablet attached to his hand. Did you see that while he was in front of the wall?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was kind of cool, and he was hitting that, and
That was pretty cool.
It was, yeah.
I didn't notice. I thought he was holding it, but
it had a strap on it.
Strap on it.
Have either of you guys seen a tornado in person before?
No. How about you? No.
No.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool too. I don't know. There's something cool about storm chasing that makes me want to do it.
I did see one off in the distance. I was in a plane taking off from Madison.
Oh.
There was one maybe 2 or 3 miles away. We were taking off just before it was coming, to the airport.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of weird, but they were like, it was an F1 or something. Yeah, we can go. Let's go.
For a while on TV, they had the Storm Chasers programs.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And whatever happened to those? I think they killed too many storm chasers. It got too close.
Well,
I think that's what happened. Yeah. It got to be so dangerous that the networks or any of the networks that ran those programs probably had liability problems.
Yeah, they backed off of that.
Get as close to that tornado as you can, folks.
Mm-hmm. Remember the movie Twister?
With the cowl?
cow.
I mean, everybody remembers the cow, right?
Exactly. That's about the only thing memorable in that movie.
Cow.
Yeah.
Another cow.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
That's it. That's what it was. All right. 6:49, and coming up, oh boy, what in the world is Tucker Carlson up to in Russia?
That's crazy stuff.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, we've got that. Mm-hmm. Nuts.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1. On the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. And on the Civic Media app. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon. On the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. And on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Mad Radio, 92.7, WMDX. John and Gordy, Friday morning. Hey, Super Bowl weekend. John, do you remember who played in the very first Super Bowl? It's a quiz. This is question number one. Who played in the first Super Bowl?
That would have to be the Packers.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
You are correct,
sir. And that
kind
of relates to what's coming up this weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, they're expecting maybe the biggest Super Bowl ever as far as TV ratings and audience ratings because of Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, that's what they're predicting.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to watch it just...
Why wouldn't you
now,
watch it?
What do you think? Yeah. The networks are going to avoid showing her like they always do? Right?
No, only for
this
30
is,
seconds.
This
we're only
going
to show her for 30
this
seconds.
Football. We can't have Taylor Swift on our cameras. No way.
Yeah, right. They're going to show her plenty of times during the game.
You think? I hope. I hope. I mean, the whole thing is Taylor Swift and Trey.
That's it. So what is Tucker Carlson
Tucker
up to
Carlson,
in Russia?
Well,
what is this some sort of secret mission? No, he's going to interviewed Putin. Is that the truth?
Well, he interviewed Putin.
Yeah,
and he.
How did that go?
He made a huge mistake.
Was it a good interview?
It was basically one of those crappy shows that they always call about. You know, it was a real show. Putin.
What do you mean?
This is what happened. Okay. He asked Putin for this interview, and he said, just go for it. Let's talk about it. Let's get it all out there. Let's just tell the truth, right?
Oh, boy.
So that didn't really set any guidelines.
Right.
So Putin, 28 minutes into this interview, giving a history lesson on Russia.
Russia.
Tucker tried to interrupt Putin in regards to that. And then Putin mocked Tucker.
Really?
Yes. And so let's just check this out.
Characterization of what you said?
I understand that my long speeches probably fall outside of the genre of the interview. That is why I asked you at the beginning, are we going to have a serious talk or a show? You said a serious talk. So bear with me, please.
Yeah. It's just that the funny thing is, you know, like Tucker's laughing like he always does, yeah. You know, in a very uncomfortable situation.
Right. He's very nervous.
You know, Putin is like, well, okay, you know, you should have told me to be short. You know, this is a talk show. Okay, I got it. You know, but he didn't. And then he, you know, laid into Tucker, who was just giggling like a little girl. Yeah. My God, talk about just shuffling in and just being Putin's little bitch, basically.
Mm, yeah, well, that's it, yeah.
Here's a comment from somebody, Josh Marshall, who, you know, he's a columnist. He's a good guy. He writes, Tucker needs a T-shirt that says, I traveled 4,500 miles for this interview, and all I got was treated like a total bitch. And basically, yeah.
That's it.
That's what happened. And, it just playing up to Putin, going to Russia and seeing what Putin has to say. I mean, here's a guy who's invading Ukraine. Right. And we're just sitting here playing into this guy's propaganda.
Yeah.
Doesn't this strike Tucker as unusual, just strange?
I wonder how he got this interview. He's not on a network anymore, so he's just on his own with a TV camera and just shows up at his door?
I'm not sure if he's on it. He might be on some kind of
maybe
network.
Maybe a Canadian.
There's so many right-wing networks out there. Yeah. It's hard to keep up with them. You know, they pop up here, they go away there.
So there really wasn't any newsworthy value to this interview.
Oh, no. That was it right there.
That was it?
Know? Yeah, yeah. So, okay, you should have told me. I should have been shorter with my answers.
That was it.
Yes.
He went all that way. 4,000 miles for that. Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, man, it's just – and then, of course, we have, you know, Ron Johnson, who spent a 4th of July in Russia with other senators,
right.
Republican senators.
There were a bunch of them, yeah.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
Speaking of Ron Johnson, he's going to be on Earl Ingram.
Yes.
He's going to be on his show right after ours.
Is that right? Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Oh,
tune
really?
In for that. Yeah.
Yeah. If you have questions that you'd like to ask the senator, you can submit them on the Civic Media website.
That's right.
There we go.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll be listening for that. I know he canceled. He canceled once with Earl. And then this was a reschedule. And he's coming back. You know, he's got the courage to come back and get some tough questions.
Good deal.
And we'll see how that works out.
Good for him.
All right.
Yeah. We'll be listening to that interview later today.
Yeah, yeah.
So, should we get into Biden?
Huh? Well, we could. We could get into Biden.
You know, we had that press conference last night about the special prosecutor's findings of the classified documents in Joe's garage.
I've got a whole bunch of stuff on that. We'll have to wait for that.
All right,
got so much
up.
Stuff. We don't have enough time for that.
Okay.
I do want to mention something. Just a little thing that cropped up. I didn't know this. 85% of parents in Minnesota support the free school lunch meals that are going on federally. You know, people are getting federal funding for this.
It's been going on for years.
Some of the red states are turning away that money. They don't want to feed the kids in summer.
Right.
You tough luck. We don't have school. You're not eating. Got it. In Wisconsin, Republicans have repeatedly blocked even public hearings on a similar bill to allow free school lunches during the summer and accepting that federal dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just an interesting, you know, we're sitting next to one of the great states, Minnesota, who can do all of this stuff, who has shown that the liberal policies work wonders amazingly well. They've gone to alternative power. You know, they've gone to solar and wind, especially wind. You drive through Minnesota sometime, you see all those, all the turbines out there.
Yeah, the big ones.
Yeah, those. That's just fantastic way they've latched onto it. And they're really moving ahead. They're just light years ahead of us.
Well, I can't understand why any school would turn down federal money for school lunches, nutritional lunches. Why would they do that?
The one excuse they have given so far is that it's an expansion of government. And they have this thing in their head that somehow government has to be small.
It's food.
That's not true. It's not in the Constitution that government has to be small. You should base policy on, does it help or hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a waste of money or not? It doesn't seem like feeding kids in the summer is a waste of money.
No. It seems like a good thing to do.
It sounds like a no-brainer, basically.
Right?
And an easy one to go with. And by the way, those federal tax dollars are our tax dollars. And our tax dollars should go to help feed children.
Yes. Well, we'll get into more of that as the day goes on. But
we'll get
on
the story to the Biden memory. Memory.
Yes. What is wrong with Joe Biden's memory?
Is there anything wrong?
I don't think so. See? Not based on that press conference last night.
No.
He seemed with it all the way. 6:58 news, weather, and sports. And then John and Gordy continues on Civic Media.
Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.